It's 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Monday, September 18th, 2023. I'm Derek Gilbert, reminding you to subscribe and share if you're watching on YouTube, our channel at 5 in 10. And then take a moment at some point and guarantee that we never get canceled. You can do that, and I'll tell you how before the end of this program. Topic number 5 today, the Bidens. On Thursday last week, Hunter Biden indicted by a Delaware grand jury on some gun-related charges, including illegally owning a firearm as a drug user and lying on the form when he bought the gun about whether or not he used drugs. The indictment notes that when buying a gun, you've got to fill out a form that says, among other things, that you don't use illegal drugs. We now know that to be untrue. If convicted, Biden could face up to 25 years in prison and fines totaling hundreds of thousands of dollars. However, sentences often issued well below the legal limit. Many defendants never face jail time at all. This, I predict, and it's not just me, many other analysts are predicting, this will be the extent of the legal jeopardy faced by Hunter Biden. Everything else probably will get swept under the rug, and he will probably receive a very soft sentence. Remember, these charges filed at the behest of the special prosecutor, the U.S. Attorney for Delaware, David Weiss, the same guy who offered the really special deal that would have allowed Biden to plead guilty to these gun charges in exchange for being granted immunity from everything else that he's facing, including violations for not registering as a foreign agent on behalf of the Chinese and the Kazakhs and the Ukrainians and the Romanians. And of course, these are the only charges Hunter Biden was facing that don't implicate his father. Now, the larger narrative in Washington, D.C. will shift to Second Amendment issues. Hunter Biden's defense team will probably argue that the Second Amendment doesn't disqualify drug users from owning guns. This will put the issue during the 2024 presidential election campaign on a host of Second Amendment issues, which will likely be used by the Biden campaign to argue for more laws, more control over who gets to own guns. Hunter Biden's tax violations, handled as an agreement with the IRS, and everything else will be swept under the rug. The Biden corruption pay-to-play scheme will be shifted over to the Congress, where the House of Representatives will probably vote to impeach Joe Biden, and the Senate will fail to convict. This is the reality of the world in which we live. Just remember, God is the one who raises kings up and takes them down again. Topic number 4, the Taliban. Interesting story Saturday. Washington Post columnist David Ignatius made a surprising admission in a column. The United States is sharing intelligence information with the Taliban. This is significant because Ignatius is generally considered to be a portal for information the intelligence community wants to put out to the public. This is in the context of a column written by Ignatius on the elimination of Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan by the Taliban. U.S. intelligence community announced what amounted to an obituary for Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan this month. Most people paid no attention to it because it just happened to coincide with the anniversary of 9/11, meaning it was probably politically motivated. So most people just said, okay, yeah, it's politicians doing what politicians do, trying to take credit for stuff. But Ignatius said, you know, it's worth paying attention to because if true, it does show that the Taliban is playing an unlikely role as a counterterrorism partner. Not really all that unlikely because the Taliban and Al-Qaeda are basically warring with one another for control over the country. And since coming back to power last year, thanks to Joe Biden's rushed withdrawal from the country, the mullahs have been pretty brutal in suppressing their rivals, including Al-Qaeda and ISIS-K, the version of the Islamic State operating in Afghanistan. Anyway, near the bottom of the column was the money quote. The CIA shares, and I'm quoting from the column now, shares counterterrorism information with the Taliban, a senior administration official said, but not targeting data or actionable intelligence, end quote. Just kind of in passing. We're sharing CIA intel with the Taliban, but don't worry, it's not actionable intelligence or targeting data. Why are we sharing information with the Taliban at all, is my question. Topic number 3, alien mummies, or non-human mummies, actually. This story popped last week out of Mexico when on Tuesday, UFO investigator Jaime Maussan shared two purportedly non-human sets of remains to the Mexican Congress, a hearing on unidentified aerial phenomena. According to Maussan, these two bodies were recovered from a mine in Cusco, Peru, and he claims they've defied all scientific explanations, with up to 30% of their genetic makeup still unclassified. Claims that the age of the specimens, about 1,000 years old, according to carbon dating done by the National Autonomous University of Mexico, the specimens, which have three fingers, lack teeth, and appear to have a unique vision system, not really being well received by the scientific community at large. Now, Maussan says, whether they're aliens or not, we don't know. I'm just saying they were intelligent and lived with us. These should rewrite history. Well, these same remains made history back in 27 and 2018. If you were watching us back then, you might remember we talked about these then. At the time, scholars denounced the bodies because they were made of manipulated human body parts. Maussan told Live Science that since that time, more tests have shown that the bodies are not human. No, I'm sorry. The x-rays revealed that these were, in fact, human skeletons that had been manipulated, essentially making very lifelike mummies, basically dummies that are supposed to represent aliens. In fact, whoever created these, very creative, but should be prosecuted for desecrating human remains. Topic number two. NASA and UFOs. Another disclosure story over the last few days, toward the end of last week, NASA was scheduled to announce its the results of an independent study on unidentified anomalous phenomena. It's even a broader term than aerial phenomena. Two words on the release that took place on Friday, nothing burger. Not really a surprise. This is intended as a distraction from something. What in the news could we be distracted? Should we be distracted from this week, do you think? what else is going on in Washington, D.C.? Anyway, the panel, we learned after NASA released its report, was not even commissioned to evaluate the 75 years of reports on unidentified anomalous phenomena. They were just conducting a study to determine how NASA could be used to analyze unidentified anomalous phenomena. In other words, this wasn't so much a study of unidentified phenomena as it was a grant proposal. Give us more money so we can help you study these things. Coming up, when is a hole not a hole? That's the question we will answer next on 5 and 10.
We want to make sure that you know how you can get your copy of this incredible, one-of-a-kind Bible with expanded Apocrypha in the Last Chance Defender Bible Package. Right now, while supplies last, we're offering this giant, limited-edition Defender Family Bible for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. But if that wasn't enough, we're also including the Defender Publishing's 120 ebook collection absolutely free. Now, this data DVD library collection includes 120 of Defender's all-time best-selling books featuring authors like Dr. Thomas Horn, Derek Gilbert, Carl Gallups, Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, Sharon Gilbert, Ali Henson, Donna Howell, Terry James, the late great Michael Heiser, and so many more, too many to number. This DVD library also includes the limited edition Defender Bible with expanded Apocrypha, and all of these books in this collection come in popular ebook formats, so you can read them on EPUB, PDF, Kindle, and other handheld electronic devices. It's devices of your choosing wherever you go, including the Bible that we're talking about today. These items hold a retail value of $1,400. If you had to buy all of these ebooks separately, yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So don't delay. You can scan the QR code on your screen right now using the camera app on your phone for instant access to this special offer. You can also visit us at skywatchtvstore.com or call 1-844-750-4985 and ask for the Last Chance Defender Bible Package right now.
This would make a really, really amazing Christmas gift to you for all of the people in your life that love to do research or your pastor. So buy it now and save it and give it to them for Christmas.
Oh, that's a great idea. That's a great idea. Just stash it somewhere.
Yeah.
Item number one today, a hole in Ireland. Puzzling, at least at first. An Irish TV station, Virgin Media News, broadcast a segment last Wednesday about a mysterious crater at a local beach north of Dublin. They said it could only have been created by a meteorite violently impacting with the sand in a once-in-a-lifetime cosmic event. The smoking gun, reportedly a mysterious charred rock in the middle of the almost perfectly circular hole. The station even went to a local astrophysics buff to comment on the matter. He told the station, quote, "I knew immediately what I was looking at was an impact site," end quote. As it turns out, the almost perfectly round hole was dug by some local lads out having a laugh. They documented the dig on social media. So, a reminder that extraordinary claims require a little due diligence on the part of the media and a healthy dose of skepticism. Well, we bring that to you, I hope, 5 days a week. And for your support, we want to send you our thanks because we truly appreciate your support, without which we could do nothing. During the month of September, for your gift of any amount, Skywatch TV will send you a copy of the book, David Hebner's book, True Power. And True Power, of course, is the power of the Holy Spirit. If you live in the U.S. or Canada, no minimum amount. We'll send you a copy of the book for your gift, no matter the size. You can find out more at our website, skywatchtv.com. Look for the red donate button. You can call us toll-free during business hours, 844-750-4985, or log on to skywatchtvstore.com and follow the link there. What do we make of the Apocrypha, the pseudepigraphal books that are sometimes included with early editions of the Bible, but not so much anymore? Books like the Maccabees or the Book of Jubilees, Book of Enoch. We discussed that on Skywatch TV this week in the context of the contents of the Skywatch TV Defender Family Bible. Tom Horn, Donna Howell joins Joe Horn and the Skywatch investigative team. Our broadcast schedules, as we kick around the topic, posted skywatchtv.com/channels. That's where you'll find our broadcast schedule. But you can watch the program right now at our website. If you're watching online, go to skywatchtv.com. All of our video content is there. You can also watch it at Roku or Apple TV. Online, you can also catch it at the new YouTube channel for Skywatch TV, Skywatch TV Now, or our Rumble channel, rumble.com/SkywatchTV. But as I said at the beginning of the program, you can guarantee we're never canceled by bypassing the gatekeepers of big tech. Download our free app. The Skywatch TV app brings all of our content right to you, along with a calendar of upcoming events, an audio Bible with multiple translations, news updates 3 times a week, and much more. You get all of that at, for iOS, Android, or Amazon Kindle Fire devices. We have apps for all of those and links to their app stores posted at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.